My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and holiday festive star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm fine. You've been getting enough of the Republican debates?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think this was the 16th one so far.
What, 3,000? I don't know.
Mercifully, it's the last one before the first votes are actually counted. But the way this process works now is they decided that they're not going to do winner-take-all in these primaries anymore. A lot of it's going to be proportional, which is, you know, how the Democrats used to do it, and that's why Obama and Hillary went so long into the season. So these debates may have just started, Elena.
Oh, my goodness. It's a great holiday blessing for comedy. We lose a Donald Trump, and we pick up something else. So
that's true. Although the problem is, though, as time goes on, you'll probably have fewer and fewer people in the race. But that just gives you, you know, more time to focus on whoever the nominee will end up being. So.
All right. Well, have you done your shopping yet?
Not a bit.
Okay.
I need to. I really need to. I just haven't.
All right. Well, we've got a couple carols today. One's about shopping and one's about global warming. Which one are we going to do first?
Let's talk about global warming. This is always a favorite. The former Vice President of the United States has been in previous Christmas albums, and this one is no different.
Sam told you so.
That's what the old one was. This one has more of an angelic flavor to it, if you get the parody.
This is former Vice President Al
Gore. Ya look like they've embalmed ya. Gore. Ya might just cure insomnia.
An inconvenient girth. All right.
Yes, good rhyming. Good rhyming there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Haven't heard a lot from Al Gore lately, but this is about the time of year he usually pops up. So it's almost like his Groundhog Day.
You're looking for the turducken, huh?
You know, you mentioned before the other song that we have this week, a Christmas Carol parody, is about shopping. And one of the big concerns right now economically is all the outsourcing, but the Capitol Steps know how to put this in perspective, right?
Okay, right.
All right, here we go.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, call to corporate HQ. He doesn't know the axe is falling, doesn't have a clue. Seems the board could not afford Santa and his sleigh. He got fired, the company hired another guy for less pay.
Hola! Here comes Sancho Claus, here comes Sancho Claus. I work a week for a buck. I might steal a quick tequila shot behind my truck. Andale! Hear that mariachi music, do I have a green card? No one cares, cause when you're upstairs, Sancho Claus mows the yard.
Please don't be excusing me now, but I'm here.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, taking your fun job. Did you know North Pole support was outsourced to Punjab? You should know from my call center, I can reach each toy shop. Skip the mall, give me a call, I'll also fix your laptop.
Hey, not so fast. Here comes Shanghai Claus, here comes Shanghai Claus, make a joke of free trade. I got factory in Hong Kong where all the toys are made. On your presents you can save, use paint with poisonous red. No more elves, they're on the shelves, now Shanghai makes toys instead.
Cause Santa Claus,
Santa Claus,
Santa Claus,
Shanghai Claus
comes tonight.
Globalization at its finest right there, I guess.
If I could only outsource the jokes, I would love it. The cheap overseas jokes might work.
You've had others in the past. I remember Buy American Pie. That was definitely
that's
one.
That's true. That's true. You can get local political satire right here in Washington, D.C. buy local.
There you go. Perfect segue. Capital Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com and go get their mini Christmas album on iTunes entitled Wiener Wonderland. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.